Blog Talk Radio.
I'm too old to worry about who likes me and who doesn't. I've got better things to do. So if you love me, I love you. If you support me, I support you. If you hate me, I don't care.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice. Easy. There's just one thing.
Job down in the city.
You see, we never, ever do nothing.
Working for the man.
Nice.
Every night and
easy.
Day.
We always
but
do it.
I never lost
nice.
One minute
and
of
rough.
Sleep. And I will
but we're going to take the beginning of this song
the thing might
and do it
been.
Easy.
Big wheel, keep
but then we're gonna do the finish.
Turning.
Rough.
Proud Mary.
The way we
keep
do.
On burning.
Proud Mary. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Ooh,
rolling on the river.
Listen to the story. Left a good job
down in the
city. Working for the man.
Keep on turning,
Rosemary, keep on burning, and we'll run.
I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out this Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I'm very excited about where we are, and looking back, I think there's a lot to be said about reinvention. I really believe that to be the case. I had someone recently just contacted me, and they were kind of in a bad way, and just, you know, kind of a lot of heavy complaining, if you will, for lack of a better way to kind of say that. But what I remember was trying to give encouraging advice. It's always usually money is the problem, if we are being honest. And so the way that I operate, because often a lot of you guys out there always ask me, well, Carrie, what do you do in this situation? And my advice is always to look for reinvention. Sometimes we hit a wall. I'm probably one of the most creative individuals that I know, if I can say it that way. And so for me, my worry is that my creativity will kind of stop one day. But anyway, I digress. I just wanted to say that reinvent yourself. Sometimes it requires that. And that means taking a good, hard look at behind you sometimes, and then Don't stay there. Don't dwell in that space. Then look forward. And you will find exactly where you need to be.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Yeah, Carrie, it really is a big loss. You know, he was an NFL icon. He was a social activist. He was a movie star. You know, Jim Brown, he did a lot for the community. He really did. And actually, he only played professional football for a short period of time, from about 1959.
Really?
Right, from about 1959 to 66. And in 66, Carrie, believe it or not, he was filming a movie, and the owner of the Cleveland Browns at the time was putting demands on him to come back to practice. And that's where it stemmed from. And Jim Brown decided he wanted to take charge of his own life. Actually, football back then is not like football is now with free agencies and all that. And it's not the same. Back then, when you played for a team, it was like you're there for the duration of your career.
That's it.
It was a little bit different back then. So he got into a little hassle, and then that's why he ended his football career and turned to a movie career.
Wow.
And then, Carrie, believe it or not, Carrie, in 1967, he organized the Cleveland Summit on behalf of Muhammad Ali. At that time, Muhammad Ali refused to go into the United States military engage in or perform in the war in Vietnam. It was against his religious principles. Well, he was stripped of his title and sanctioned, and the government even came up with something. They wanted him not to go to war, but they wanted him to promote the military, and he would be doing exhibition fighting and all that. Well, he still didn't want to do that. So what Jim Brown did in 67, June of 67, he organized this Cleveland Summit, and he brought some of the best black athletes that were around at that time, and he brought them all together to talk to Muhammad Ali. But the thing that it did, it showed the unity among the black players at the time. As we know, that it was the turbulent 60s, and there was a lot of racial strife and all the things that were going on, the Dr. Kings, the Malcolm X. I mean, all of this was going on. But he stood up. He was strong. And Jim Brown decided enough is enough. So he brought all of these black athletes together. Even though Muhammad Ali did not go along with, because of his religious principles, another principle was born. It showed the power of the black athlete. It showed the beautiful power of that. Jim Brown went on to be in some of the best movies of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s.
And we all know them, Michael, as blaxploitation movies.
Right.
That he was able to really make a big indelible mark.
Yeah, it did.
But I've got to say that we will never forget the incredible prowess of Mr. Jim Brown. Michael, great job today.
Thank you, Carrie.
Problem is that folk don't know what they got until it's gone. They don't know what it is that you bring to their life until you exit. They don't know how much you be saving them, just spiritually, mentally, emotionally. You know what I'm saying? They don't understand the amount of pressure that you relieve from them and from their life from simply being there, picking up the slack, answering the calls, doing this and doing that. They don't understand that until you stop. And the moment that you stop and you let life go ahead and hit them, then all of a sudden here they come. They running you down. They calling you. They texting you. They trying to do everything up under the sun to finesse their way back into your life. Here they go with their sweet voice. Now they sending you the little crazy text messages trying to remind you of how things used to be. I don't care. I don't care. And I don't care. I'm out the door now. I'm outside. I get what y'all say. I'm outside with it. I don't want what I used to want no more. I don't want to be there no more. I'm no longer interested. Your access is denied.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
All right. Hey, hey, hey. Keisha McAllister, good morning again. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. We are just fantastic. Want to shout out to all of our amazing Hair Radio Morning Show fans, Afrolock Magazine, Afrolock Podcast, our amazing, incredible Hair Radio online community, the Vet Talk Radio Show fans, own local community here right in New York City. I want to say thank you to everybody for tuning in. It's just great to always, always check in with Ms. Keisha McAllister all the way from California. So listen, good morning, Miss Hairstylist of the day. How
I want to
talk a little bit about how the industry's coming along. Want to kind of bring folks up to speed on the hair and beauty industry. You know, we got to talk about hair and beauty here on the broadcast. So let's lead on in with Keisha McAllister. Now, you are a licensed cosmetologist. You are an entrepreneur, and I say pray-neur. We all do. Let's kind of lead on in with that. Where do you kind of see the industry? I know you've been in it for a while. So where have you noticed any shift in things? Because I kind of have here on the East Coast. But what about you? What would you like to say to that this morning?
Well, I think there is a shift, but I think it goes coast to coast. California just recently had Governor Newsom sign that bill into place where there's no discrimination for hair. And so that's black
the
women and women of color here.
I think
that's correct. So I see here in California, you see a lot more women wearing their hair more natural and more natural styles now, feeling the freedom to do so. But I'm also seeing the younger women who were natural basically for these last 15 years or so walking into relaxed situations. So everybody's trying something different, and we're starting to see people going back to finger waves and roller and things like
that.
They're going back to finger waves and things like that. So I think it's just kind of going full circle. People are trying things. They're also trying to stay safe as they do try things with their hair. But we all know that the at-home stylist will make a mistake or two and have to come sit in our chair eventually. So
that's another thing where the at-home stylist, they weren't all that prevalent. Or maybe they were, but it was not something that we kind of talked about a whole lot. It really wasn't so much years ago. Now it's that the DIYers have just thrust everybody right front and center. And so that's what I think has kind of contributed to this big wave of change for my mouth anyway, about the industry. So.
Well,
I don't know.
They've always been there. I think it's YouTube and COVID really changed the game, where they're kind of stepping out of the closet, so to speak, or the kitchen, to speak.
Exactly.
But no, they've always been there. They've always been there.
Wow. Well, I have to just tell you, Keisha McAllister, it is always a pleasure to chat with you right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Yeah. So now I have to first, I want to turn a little bit to AfroLock Magazine. gotta get this on out there. We are so proud to just really bring everybody up to speed on what's happening. Everybody know we've been working very hard on AfroLock.
Right.
And, people have been looking at the beautiful photos and the graphics that we have laid out. On behalf of AfroLock, let me just bring everybody, for you guys who are just tuning in or you're just hearing of AfroLock today, let me first spell it for you. It's AfroLock.
Yes.
So it's AfroLock.com.
Lock it in.
Or you could go to AfroLockMagazine.com, whichever way is totally your call. And what that does, it brings you to our beautiful website, which talks about the benefit of AfroLock Magazine. So you may see things about hair and beauty that will be coming up in the next issue.
Yes.
You may see some special topics that we'll be talking about. You may have your own topic that you want to contribute to. And you'll be able to do that all at our website. Again, AfroLock.com or AfroLockMagazine.com. So what I'm loving about this, Keisha, now my guest today again is Keisha McAllister, longtime Hair Radio Morning Show contributor, now Afrolock Magazine, one of our top hairstylists, who you'll be able to read about each month right in Afrolock Magazine. So we're so excited to be chatting with you. You see how you're... Is that not something, Keisha? Your world has just expanded.
For real.
Yes. I'm like, wow. You never knew this was coming.
Never knew it.
You knew.
Just trying to hang on.
And, well, you know what? This is the thing. When a lot of folks have said, well, Carrie, you know what? I thought this was just going to be a little interview or something like that, and you just changed my whole world with everything that you're doing. And that is the best thing, that I take that as such high praise, because you never know. Like, a lot of hairstylists are always, I want to get from behind the chair. I want to get from behind the chair, behind the chair. Mm-hmm. That's all I hear. So I get it, and I understand it. And it's not that the hairstylists I've chatted with don't love what they do. They do.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just looking to build upon that and see where it takes them. And do you feel that way? And what do you have to say about that, Keisha?
You know, up until doing that first spot, I was actually very comfortable behind the chair. I love doing what I do. It actually brings me joy. But my body is saying, it's time to move forward. It's time to move forward. And I know you're comfortable here, but no, there's more. So I'm excited about more. And thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Well, listen, this is just the beginning. It is. And what you're doing is inspiring hairstylists and barbers, the hair community for that much, from coast to coast. So please don't ever forget that. And I don't want to kind of make you feel nervous there, but you're talking to folks literally all over the world. And we've got the receipts. You're
hey,
talking
everybody.
To our folks. Yes, because we have amazing fans who are over in Nigeria. We have amazing fans that we don't forget about who are in Ghana. We have amazing fans down in Australia, shouting out Catherine Rondebell, who's a dear friend as well. We're shouting out friends in Europe, in the UK, and all over. And me, before I got in the hair business, I had already traveled through the airlines. So I've been to a lot of these places, and hair and beauty just takes on... It has its own literal life, so to speak. And so, folks always say, well, why did you create it? Well, this is why I created this, and to make a platform that's home to folks like Keisha McAllister, the original Lavender Beauty Lady, all the way from California. So we just love
Kelly
it.
In the house.
So now, yes, exactly. So I just want to say we've also had some fun. We've done the Ask a Hairstylist, which we are, I'm like thinking, okay, we've got to figure out what we're going to be doing each month for Afrolock Magazine. But I have to say, we've got to have you front and center. So we're looking forward to it and continuing with your brand. Now, what advice, we've got to ask you this, Keisha, what advice do you give to the young hairstylists, the folks who are just starting their career in the industry, what advice would you share?
Well, I'd probably say a few things. First, I remember my grandmother, who was a retired hairstylist, telling me that there was no retirement in hairdressing.
Ooh.
And right.
Wow.
And I didn't take heed or even pick that apart as to saying, I need to develop a retirement plan if I'm going to do this. because here I am dealing with some health issues here and there, and a retirement plan in place would have been perfect at this time. So I would encourage them to create a way of escape if they have to, and prepare for either sickness or retirement or early retirement, and have a plan B, you know, have a plan B and C, even in this business, where you can rest your body or not work so hard, or maybe just work projects and join teams, but learn how to be congenial, learn how to be cordial, learn how to be professional on set, behind the scenes, behind the chair. It is so important. That's how you get people to trust you, whether you're doing their hair or they want you on a style team. It's very important to learn how to talk to people. Learn how to talk to people and get a retirement plan.
Wow. Well, yeah. I think that is sage advice. It really is. It is sage advice. And I have to tell you, I have long wanted to do this, and it's been something that's been on my heart for many years. And that is to help hairstylists. Wherever you are on the spectrum of hair, you know, Hair Radio More, the Hair Radio Show, the Hair Radio Morning Show, all of what we do, Afrolock Magazine, everything that we're doing, we are in the middle. We want everybody, wherever you are along the spectrum of hair and beauty care, we want you here. This is about conversations that benefit everybody. So along with what you said, I have long been a supporter of this. I've been an advocate for retirement talk and retirement things that we can do to help folks who spent their entire lives working in the hair and beauty industry. So this is just something that I want to do. I really do. I want to make sure that we continue, and I will. I will be working towards this whole idea that can benefit folks, that we have to. You know, when I started, it was more so folks were thinking about it, oh, it's a cash business, and nobody takes it seriously, this and that, and all kind of stuff I heard. And but I stayed true because the folks that I had met, Keisha, they gave me the best impression that is still with me today. And so I love hairstylists and beauty folks in the hair industry. Anytime I've been in it for many decades, I'm not even going to say now anymore. It's so long. Makes me sound real old. So, want to say, well, I just really have to say thank you. I have to thank you. I have to thank all the folks like you. I've got to thank everybody who has taken a moment to make this moment possible. And we're just getting started. We're just getting started. So, yes, so we're on our way. And again, folks, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, we have to say welcome to everybody because we have a plethora of fans from every single aspect of everything that we're doing. And so it used to just be the Hair Radio Show, but now it's we got everybody here. So real excited. In fact, even our Afrolock podcast, we are going to be doing that. That's launching as well. We've been just working on so many amazing things, and we're so excited that everything is coming to fruition. Now, as far as the, you know how you help so much, Keisha McAllister, with the Ask a Hairstylist. Those segments will be on. You can catch them broadcasting anytime, so you don't want to miss that. You want to kind of listen out for that. Now, on the magazine, what would you like to say to all the folks out there right now listening to you, Ms. Keisha McAllister, about Afrolock Magazine and what you think it's going to mean to you and what does it mean to you?
Well, I think for me, Afrolock magazine means culture. As a people, we're leaders in the game no matter what. We're being copied, we're being and ridiculed at the same time. But what I think it means is that we get to celebrate our different looks even when they've been attacked. And we get to explain culture even to ourselves because a lot of us are not tuned in to who we are as a people. So I do believe that Afrolock is going to bring our culture to the forefront again by us in a new decade. You know, I grew up on Essence and Ebony and, you know, Jet magazine. So I got to
magazine.
See.
We want to
and Upscale, right, and Upscale magazine as well. And I got to see us celebrated or us placed in magazines in different ways. And it was awesome then. So it's nice. I think it's an awesome opportunity for this generation to be locked in or to be hooked in to who we are as a people, and maybe it will help them develop their own personalities or their own persona within our culture. So, yeah, I'm excited about Afrolock magazine. Super excited.
Wow. Keisha McAllister, it gets no better than that. Known hairstylist, and one of our fire brands that we connect with right here on the broadcast. Well, listen, what's next for you, Keisha McAllister? What would you like to see out there happen? What's next?
What's next? Well, I am going to be educating myself a little bit more. There's some things I need to tighten up, and I think as hairstylists, we need to admit that there are some areas that we could be better or even places that we've been avoiding.
You want to say that for everybody. You really do. But I know what you mean for the hairstylist in particular. Now, how do you go about that? Because I love what you just said, and I'm so glad you mentioned it, because I have a ton of hairstylist friends and barbers and all this kind of thing going on. Of course, we're the Hair Radio Morning Show. But what I've always learned is that they go and get their knowledge and things off of YouTube University or Instagram, beauty school. So that's the thing. Hairstylists want to keep learning. Everybody should keep learning. All the entrepreneurs out there, all the business folks, everybody tuned in. Continue to grow what you know.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to have to trademark that. Grow what you know. You want to continue to do that. And I think that you can do that. We're kind of playing a role in that here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, because I remember when the broadcast started, the hairstylist – it's not a secret. When I created the Hair Radio Show back in 1995, it was designed only to give hair tips. So I had four stylists. Would you know this, Keisha? I didn't even host the original broadcast that I created. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I had four hair people. I had a barber, two natural hair people, and a cosmetologist out of Jersey. And those four hosted the show. I produced it, but they hosted the show. And they were wonderful. I love them all. We shout them out wherever they are in this world. We love them. They got us off the ground in a beautiful way. It was the first that anyone ever heard of hair and beauty talk on radio. And so they were wonderful. And the only reason I took it over from them and became host myself is because they logistically, back then, trying to get folks from all the different places together, we had to all be in the same room back then. That's how long ago it was to produce the show. I say all of that to say that the industry, I mean, this is where you get the knowledge. And they used to tune into the show, kind of like hiding that they were tuning in. Because, again, I made the show just for, you know, the clients, if you will, the community, to just get tips each week. That's all it was supposed to be about. And come to find out, the hairstylist literally took the show over. They took the show over, literally, and tuned in and became – and so we had to start kind of talking to the pro side of things as well. And that's always been a tricky walk, but we've done it beautifully. And so I thank you as well and all the hairstylists out there who have helped to make us a success and vice versa. So Keisha McAllister, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, you got it. All right, on that note, we'll see you back here with another installment with Ms. Keisha McAllister. And I love all of the hair talk. I really do. Okay, stay with us, folks. We have got a lot more to get through this morning on the broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit FixYourFeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Terry Hines. Now, I have two very special guests joining us today for the very first time on our show, literally from the West Coast, the Midwest, from just about everywhere, all over the country. First, I have to say, we have, you guys kind of got on our radar here through Cali Braids and Ms. Keisha Moore out from California. We're going to tell you all about that. But let me just officially welcome Ms. B and Issa Simone to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning, guys. Good morning. Hello.
Hey. Good morning. Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, first off, I'm so very proud to have to be any way that I can get a budding artist out there, someone who's so talented and is going to share with us all about her music. And we're just so proud to be able a little part of that on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So first, and that's Ms. Issa Simone. So first, I want to kind of lead on in, though. I'm going to turn to you, Ms. B, and tell us how this all came about. But first, again, I want to pay tribute to the incredible Keisha Moore and her Cali Braids event that's happening out in California. So you guys may be hearing some of this before her big event on June 4th or 2023, or some of you may be hearing the laughter. But again, we want to shout her out this morning. And Ms. B, so now I want to hear, how did all of this come about for you? How did you connect? Tell us a little bit about this incredible artist, Issa Simone, that you have with you. And then we're going to ask Ms. Issa Simone some questions.
All right. Well, you know, it was just an amazing connection. Issa Simone, she was already on the show for Cali Braids, and then I was announced as the MC and host, which kind of ironic. We both have been following each other for over the years on social media, And through Keisha Moore, it just became a beautiful combination. We've been working together for like 2 weeks now and preparing for the show. And, you know, I'm just loving her vibe, loving the music. And now here we are on your show right now. And we're going to be on stage on June 4th, just performing.
Now, this has to be exciting. So I'm just thrilled. And first of all, I cannot wait to hear some of the highlights from this. I wish I were out there because I just may make a special trip to the West Coast.
You got to do it.
So listen, now I've got to turn to this wonderful artist who's joining us again today for the first time. So I want to make sure, Issa Simone, I'm going to have you say your name for us once because I don't want to butcher it up here. Please tell everybody your name, and we got to hear the significance. So take it away, Issa, please. Issa Simone.
Well, my name is Issa Simone. I am a singer from Stockton, California. And I've been singing for about 6 to 7 years now professionally. And I'm just ready for this journey with Miss B, you know.
Miss B, yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready to start, you know, a new chapter with her and everything. We're just excited. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Tell them how the name came about, Issa.
Absolutely. We got to hear that. Yes.
Okay. So the name came about, Simone is actually my middle name. Uh-huh. And when I first started singing, I had this, I had two managers. I had a regular manager and a co-manager. And my co-manager was just like, you know what, Issa, you know, do you want to be called Issa or Issa? And I was just like, we could do Issa. Like, let's do Issa. And he's like, what's your middle name? And I was like, Simone. He's like, Issa Simone. That's it. And I was just like, okay.
Yeah, that's actually beautiful. It really is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's really unique. You know, we are here creative. We don't bring the heat to it. I'm telling you.
It sounds like it. Speaking of the heat, we got to talk about your music. So let's lead on in. Tell us one of your great songs. And we're going to get your music. So you guys just listening right now, you'll be hearing a whole bunch of it's just Simone's music right here on the show. So first tell us one of the songs or a little bit about the music part, Miss Issa Simone.
Well, like I said, I've been doing it for about 6 or 7 years now, and I don't know. I started off in church, so
really,
I started off singing in a church choir, and everything. So I really love singing; it's in me. But I got a lot of singles out, and I actually kind of rap just a little bit when you know,
okay.
Right. Before, I used to rap a lot more, but now I don't as much. I don't really consider myself a rapper at all. I'm an R&B singer. But there is this one that I do have called Angry. And the reason why I'm talking about this was because it kind of showcased my vocals, my real vocals, you know. Just the range that I can kind of go, you can kind of hear my churchiness in there.
Okay.
I mean, that's a word, but, you know.
Well, we're going to have that on for our listeners in just a bit. So you guys, because we want to hear that. So now I've got to say, let's be turning to you for a moment on this. And Issa Simone, we're going to come back to you on this because I want to talk about some of that, the early beginnings and some of your folks that you, you know, that you, I know they do the comparisons. I know that, you know, the first thing folks are going to compare you to others that they've heard. And we almost can't help it. You know, Miss B, we almost can't help it because we're always looking to, you know, something, you know, it's about familiarity. And so we know.
I'm telling you, she shocked me. She
really?
Has all kind of ranges. I've heard her. Man, I'm telling you, she could even get on there with some Jennifer Hudson, and she actually has sung and met Jennifer Hudson. So to see them do a collaboration would be
tell
even
us
better.
Is, she is my favorite. I love Miss Hudson. I watch her TV show every day. I'm a big fan of her music, and we play it right here on the show. So what is it? So is she someone that you kind of look up to, and how was that meeting?
It was really nice meeting her. She's a really sweet person in real life. It was just so exciting seeing it for her, just to because she's one of – always, like, even when me being in the audience, when it got quiet, I kind of yelled out, "I'm your vocal twin," you know, and everybody started laughing. I call her my vocal twin because I like imitating her. I love imitating her voice. It's just so pretty, and just like, I don't know. I really do love Jennifer Hudson and the whole now, just especially since meeting her in person and understanding that, just to see that she's really sweet in person as well, you know.
She seems that way.
Yeah, she is so sweet, so yeah.
Okay. Now, I got to tell everybody, I think you got on and you told everybody at the top of this that you guys were from Stockton, I think you are from.
Yes,
where?
We're in two different parts of California. She's in Stockton, and I'm out of the Los Angeles area, and we're working together. So you got the north, and you got the south. I'm on the phone right now.
That's what I was trying to establish, because I've heard of Stockton, and that's up north. And I myself lived in L.A., so I was in Mid Wilshire. So I know that real well, even though I'm in New York. I remember California, L.A. area at least. So that
well,
I know.
Well, I'm new here because I'm originally from Detroit. So I'm bringing Detroit on out of here and say, what up, though, Detroit?
Oh.
Shout out to y'all, too. You know, California is where I'm at, but, you know, I always
Home. Yeah, we have a lot of fans in that area from the Detroit area, and they've been on our show, and legendary stylists and all kinds of folks. So,
there you go. You familiar with Hump the Grinders?
Of course. He's been on our show.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, we know everybody moving in the hair game. So I'm super, super excited. Yes, indeed. So listen, all right. Well, I am very excited about all that we're doing. And I just cannot wait to, you know, this is just day one, guys. You know, so let me just bring everybody up to speed. If you guys are just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and today, two great guests joining us. We're talking, of course, with Miss B, and she is speaking. She's brought to our airwaves an incredible new artist, the name Issa Simone, that we are so, so excited about. And we're just real happy, and we're going to continue to air your music right here, and we're going to develop some other ideas and some things. So we're going to just, for you guys out there, to stay tuned, literally.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. always feel that you have worth, and always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
I am an endangered species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know where my voice belongs.
Let me say the same, baby. Since we've been together, ooh, loving you forever is all I need. Let me be the one you come running to.
Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world. It's a broadcasting hair industry institution.
Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
In Nutbush, Tennessee. Tina's parents sent her to live with relatives when she was only 3. She picked cotton as a child, planned on becoming a nurse when, at 18, St. Louis musician Ike Turner discovered her unique voice. He hired her, he married her, and renamed her Tina Turner. It would be the Ike and Tina Turner Review. For the next 16 years, Tina created a reputation as one of the most dynamic performers of her time, while Ike created his own reputation as one of the most abusive husbands in show business. She finally left him in 1976, struggled on the lounge circuit for years until 1984, when her comeback album, Private Dancer, sold 10 million copies and garnered 4 Grammy Awards.
All right, we're back live. It's Thursday morning, June 1st of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. It's great to have you guys with us. It's mid-show, 7:04 in the morning from New York City. If you're in Central Time Zone, about 6:04 in the morning. It's our broadcast show number 858. For those of you who are keeping count along with us, we're pushing towards our 1,000th broadcast. We're going to talk about that. First, let me get to the airwaves, to our line live this morning. The one and only, of course, Nicole Marie mid-show. And we're just so excited. She comes to us out of Water Valley, Mississippi. And just really good stuff going on. Nicole Marie, Queen of the morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right.
Good.
Happy mid-show.
Happy mid-show.
Yes. Well, they've been listening to you, so yes, it's still we're rocking and rolling already. So
yes.
we're here. How's it going down in Mississippi?
It is wonderful this morning. It's already 65 degrees, and it's just a beautiful morning.
Awesome. Yeah,
everything's
super,
going
super
well.
Excited.
How are you
in New York this morning? We're
doing
just great. It's exciting. Half the year, we're at that point. Not are we at the midpoint on the radio show, on our broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show, but we're at the midpoint in the country, in the world. It's June 1st of 2023. So, yeah, we're literally just 6 months away from a new year. This
we
part
are.
Of the first half of the year has just zoomed on by. So, and as far as today is show number 858.
Wow.
I said, oh, my goodness.
We are moving right along
towards
1,000.
Yeah. We are. Yeah, I was just sharing it because it's just hard to believe that we have just stockpiled so much in the way of the broadcast. Well, listen,
right. We
have a huge, huge live portion of the broadcast today. It's just ginormous. There's so much to talk about. There's so much happening in the month of June. You know, just off the top of my head, I'm thinking that we've got Father's Day that happens in this month, right?
Right.
That's one of the things. We also have, and I might miss one or two, but I don't think so. We also have Gay Pride happening all over the world. This is one of the big months that folks celebrate everywhere. We also have, with just remembering so many folks that we lost kind of this, you know, just recently. We're going to talk a little bit about that. You've been listening to some of our Tina Turner talks.
Yeah,
some of the Tina Turner coverage. Juneteenth happens this month, so it's also Black Music Month
right. This
month as well. There's also just a lot going on, and I think at the top part of the show we kind of led in with the clip from Michael, Michael Hopkins. You guys know him. He's our colleague on the show, on air host of Vet Talk Radio and all of that. So, and accredited claims agent. Let's work that on in. So Michael will be with us in about 20 minutes or so. But he led in with a tribute piece to Jim Brown, actor and activist. Yeah, football phenom and all of that. So, that was really quite nicely done.
Yes,
and we've
that.
Got a, yeah, and speaking of folks we lost, you guys know, we've been away from you guys live on the air for the last, I don't know, maybe week or whatever, few days. So we've missed you. And I got to say, it has been something big. We've been kind of couldn't wait to get back to the airwaves this morning so that we could talk about these monumental careers. So Tina's coverage, we've been playing some of her songs. I decided this morning, I said, no, we're going to, in just a few songs, we're going to play quite a bit of her catalog. She's got some incredible songs. So the coverage will
amazing
start today
music.
And it will carry yeah. right on in through next week. So I'm so excited.
Great.
Yeah, she has
great.
So many hit records that when I'm like, you know, we kind of got on our favorite songs on this morning. Mine is still to play. Mine has yet to play. This version of it, while it's not my favorite version of the song, she has so many amazing versions of the music out there. They kind of remastered
right.
it and changed the music. So, but I still love the song. My favorite song of all time is going to come up in just a few minutes. I'll share what
awesome.
Which of my Tina songs that is. And when Michael gets on, we'll kind of identify whose song, if you guys out there want to pick out whose song is which favorite of ours, if you can imagine
right.
that. And you guys, I don't think I
stated
which was. Well, yeah, but I don't know if I let you guys know already my favorite Tina song. So I think I'll ask Nicole Marie and Michael to take a guess. So we'll talk about all that coming up in just a little bit.
All right.
Yeah, just so much going on. Oh, my goodness. First again, happy June 1st. It's a new month. And to me, yeah, like a new day and a new morning. A new month is
right,
your chance to get it right. It's a
right.
fresh start, and I love that. And it really is. And each day is a fresh start right here on the broadcast.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so all of that going on, Nicole Marie. So did you have a good – now, guys, we've been off. So, you know, you celebrated Memorial Day this past weekend or so. You've just been
yeah.
away. What is going on down there? Did you guys have a good time celebrating?
We did. We actually did. Had a great time. Had a busy weekend. Had a lot going on.
Really? Like what?
Just a lot. I went to.
What
I actually went to a bridal shower over the weekend. We had a family birthday party honoring one of our elders who turned 87 years old. So we had a big family cookout for that. Spent a lot of time
wow.
with our oldest daughter. She actually left going to basic training on Tuesday morning.
Oh.
So we took her to the airport, and she is on her way right now. She's
How
already
was that?
Into
Were you guys emotional when it was time to say goodbye?
A little emotional, but also just so very excited. So excited
and
for
proud.
Her.
You're
and
so proud.
Just proud. So, yes, it was.
Yeah.
It didn't hit me right there at the airport, but once I got back home and it's like, okay, she's not in her room. And then just going through the rest of the day and her not being there, you know.
Yeah.
A little emotional, but
well,
I'm just so proud, you know.
good. Well, you and Mr. Luther
so
can
she'll
be
gone
so,
for 10 weeks.
So, oh, that's not that
so
long.
That's going to go.
Well, for like 10 years. No, 10 weeks. Oh, that'll go by fast. She'll be back before you know it. But I'm
yeah.
so excited for you both and for the rest of the family
yeah,
because, remember,
it's not just one person.
Yeah. It's not just one person who serves. It's everybody.
Right.
And we'll have Michael to
so
talk
true.
To that in just a little bit.
So very true.
So, yeah.
How was your weekend, Carrie?
Oh, I actually had a beautiful time, just kind of quiet here, really working on Afrolock magazine. And today's broadcast, in our first hour, we covered a whole bunch of wonderful new material. So
yeah.
just to give you guys a little brush of what's happening out here at Hair Radio and Afrolock, big things happening. In addition to all those wonderful June of Note items, please bear in mind that next week is Afrolock week.
Yeah.
It's Afrolock magazine week. And so we're going to be getting all in. You're going to be Afrolocked out where we sit with you because this is big to us. It is the launch.
Yes, it
is the change of our lives.
It is wonderful.
Really.
Wonderful.
Yes, so we're going to unlock Afrolock. Oh, yeah. So
Let's
lots of things that we're going to be covering. Yes, indeed. Including the cover story. You know, folks don't even know which cover that we're going to be coming out with. And I do need to explain to everybody, it's June 1st. So folks might be saying, like, well, when is Afrolock? I'm not. I thought it was June 1st. Carrie, where's the magazine? Okay, so here's what's happening. The first Sunday of each month, the first Sunday is when you can expect to receive again, the subscribers. If you're not a subscriber, you need to be. So you can go to AFROLOCK.com, and again, it's spelled AFROLOCK.com. Remember, it's L-O-C-K at the end. So go to AFROLOCK.com, and then there is right on the homepage, you can move down a little bit. You'll see the big old button to subscribe. It's $24.99 a year, and you will automatically get and issue the beginning, the first Sunday of each month. And we decided on that. It was important to us, Nakomri, because I heard, what did you say? Why did we choose Sunday? Is that what you just said?
Why, Carrie? Why? Why Sunday?
Yes, there you go. The Sunday, to me and to the hair industry, you know, it represents our day off. You know, the stylists are off on Sundays and Mondays typically.
Right.
And so we wanted to make sure that in their time off, they had a new issue of Afrolock to kind of sink their teeth into. And
awesome.
So, yeah, so I'm super, super excited about that. So, listen, we've got a lot more to get into coming up in the 8 o'clock hour today. We're going to talk about the cover story.
Awesome.
And I think you're going to, oh, yeah, we have not revealed so much of what it's about. And we're going to get into a little bit of that today and celebrate. We're going to be, yeah. And then tomorrow, don't forget, it's a surprise birthday party for Michael Hopkins. We're going to celebrate right here on Friday, June 2nd. Yes, it's big birthday. And we're going to be celebrating, especially in the 8 o'clock hour. But we should hear from Michael early in the show as well. So we are super excited. And then we're going to talk about next. We got a lot more to get into. So that's
so much.
What – is that not a lot?
It's
a
lot. Yes.
So I'm super excited. And you guys heard from Keisha McAllister. So what did you hear this morning that piqued your interest? Nicole,
wow. Well, first, let me say I love the kickoff with Tina Turner. Love the music. Love it, love it, love it today. But I was very intrigued and enjoyed what you said about reinvent yourself because it's key. It's key. Whatever we're doing, we have to continuously be reinventing ourselves. all along the way with new opportunities, learning different things, and that's so, so very, very important. So I love that. I love the Jim Brown tribute that Michael did. And then also listening to Keisha this morning, Keisha McAllister, and her talking about having a plan, having a retirement plan, and how her grandmother told her that she should always have that plan because you never know what might happen. Like she said, she talked about, you know, having time off for sickness and so forth, and you need to have a plan, whether it's retiring early or, you know, being off for whatever reason. It could be anything, sickness with yourself, sickness with a family member, or just whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
So I thought that was so, so important. And also, Carrie, what you said, continue to grow what you know. So important. Always should be a continuous learner. Always.
Exactly. I think that needs to be on a T-shirt or mug because it's true. You do. You need to continue to grow what you know. Very, very important. Especially for stylists. And, you know, when Keisha was on and talking about her grandmother, and I said, well, hold on, I don't know if Keisha caught it the right way, because I think her grandmother told her that hairstylists never retire. She meant, she probably wasn't saying it literally. It was figuratively, meaning that it was likely figuratively, because what it probably meant, she was saying, is that, you know, once a hairstylist, you're always a hairstylist. So you don't really retire. But I do love what Keisha said. And for me, it's something that I'm going to see come to fruition. Don't know how or when, but my goal has always been to set up a retirement community for the stylist.
Right.
So where and how I get that done. We'll be looking at those options in the near future. So that's kind of your first time really hearing me kind of really get into that on any level. It's something that's been very close to my little heart about trying to get hairstylists great recognition across the board for everything. So
right.
And that's what this show, the Hair Radio Morning Show, is all about, and magazine.
I'm so excited about the magazine.
Oh, me too. It's actually quite beautiful with the different things that we have covered for the magazine, that we have included for the magazine. Mm-hmm. So I cannot wait to chat more about that in the next hour. But, yeah, so many good things. And, like, where were you when you heard about the monumental loss of Miss Turner, of Tina Turner?
Wow. I had just gotten off of work, and I was listening to the radio, and it was mentioned on the radio they were doing a tribute to her, playing her music, talking about her, and I was like, oh my goodness, because I had been at work all day and hadn't heard it. So just very shocking, just, oh boy, such a huge loss. No one like Tina Turner.
No.
Always just remember just whatever performance she was doing, just admiring just her just incredible stamina. I mean, she danced across that stage like nobody else. And her gorgeous legs.
Well,
she was just fabulous.
Yeah. She really was. For me, is that what you asked me, Camry? For me, yeah, I was a big fan. I had the pleasure of seeing her perform live. I did that. I did accomplish that in my
wonderful
life. Back at the
Where
height
did
of
you
her success.
Her perform?
So I think it was at Madison Square Garden in New York. It was like 1984. I want to say 84, 86. It was somewhere in there. It was right at the peak of her success. She was at Madison Square Garden, and this is a huge arena. And, I mean, the place was packed. And Tina, I remember, she was so beautiful. I had really good seats. My friend Diane and myself went to our concert, and Diane still has this big Tina poster that she got there.
Oh yeah, she still has it to this day. But I remember that Tina. I've told this many times. I've seen Michael Jackson perform twice in my life. I've been to other little concerts and things, but I'm not. It's not an exaggeration when I say that Tina Turner had more energy than anybody I've ever seen perform a concert in my entire life. I said this for years. That's never been an exaggeration or just something I'm saying in recent days. She performed, and that woman moved the entire show from top to bottom, dancing and singing up a storm, talking to people. I've never seen it. I'm like, good grief. I mean, honest to God.
Wow.
And she was just such a beautiful lady. Her just skin was just gorgeous. She was just a pretty lady.
Yeah.
And those wonderful, famous legs, of course.
Yeah.
So we just loved it. And I always felt that Tina was someone very special. She always had her own unique style. And if you listen, there are tons of, the internet is flooded with Tina clips. And rightfully so. They were talking about, what she was talking about was early on, she probably didn't appreciate her voice as much. Because you got to remember, she was probably, you know, we were all listening to Diana Ross, breathy, soft, no mountain high, you know, kind of voice. And here comes Tina, full throat and raspy, you know.
Yeah, she just blew it out the water.
And she blew it out the water and danced around. But early on, if you've not really seen any other belters like Tina, Tina's natural voice was a singing, belting voice. So she could just sit and sing. And when you can just sit and sing, you really, that's a gift.
It is.
A true gift.
She was definitely the queen of rock and roll. Oh, yeah.
She was the queen. And the other stars have paid big tribute to her, and rightfully so. And everyone from Beyonce on down, you know, have shouted out Miss Tina. One of my favorite stories about her was the from Cher, who I've watched clips of Cher and Tina for years. I've seen some of those original shows when they actually aired decades ago. But I love that Tina said that she was a true friend. I believe she was a true friend to Tina Turner. She wasn't just somebody, a show business friend. And I kind of got to feel that there were some others who were just show business friends. But Tina and Cher were great friends. And so when Tina was sick near the end, Cher said that all of Tina's real friends went to kind of stay with Tina. Took turns staying with Tina Turner, you know, at the end. And I said, that's what you call friends.
Wow.
And there's even a picture that I saw, and only because I heard Cher say this, I saw a picture of Martha Stewart with a very barely recognizable Tina Turner, and they were both undercovered. Yes. And I said to myself, that had to be one of Tina's last pictures, and it wasn't identified that way, but I knew just from knowing all the stories of what, I knew instantly that that had to have been one of her last pictures. And Martha, I was surprised she had released that picture, so you probably can see it on Martha's Instagram. Because it really didn't look like Tina, but it was her in bed, you know, and so I could tell it was like probably towards the end. Anyway, but those are the friends that, those are real friends.
Those are real, true friends.
Yes. You know, so not just show business friends or people who claim they're your friends.
Exactly.
You know, not for nothing, but I have to kind of call it the way I see it, because I remember I was watching on TV and the other day, and Tina, when Tina had passed, on Friday, I think it was, and there was Oprah and Gayle King doing an interview about Tina.
Right.
And so I remember watching the Oprah show years ago, and Tina and Oprah just sounded like she was the most number one fan in the world of Miss Turner.
So
they were on doing a live shot, Oprah and Gayle, about Tina passing. And then one of the reporters or somebody said, well, when is the last time you saw her? And Oprah said, 2019. And I looked at the TV and said, 2019. Then I thought to myself, if you guys remember anything about the Oprah show and how over fawning Oprah was of Turner way back when.
Right. I remember when she came and did her birthday special. She surprised
her. Oh, my gosh. It was a lot. And I mean, you need to Google it. If you haven't, go to YouTube. You'll see what I'm talking about. So I was surprised to hear that she hadn't seen her since 2019. And remember, 2019 was about the time where they might have been expecting her. Because, see, she was Tina was sickly near her, you know, for several years. And they kind of thought she was going to pass away early, which was sad to say.
Right.
But
she
was
needed
so
a kidney
then.
And got that from her husband.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So her husband really kept her alive, and that's what Oprah was saying. And which is, you know, thankfully we had a few more years with her.
Yes.
Right. We had a few more years with Tina because of his largesse. But I was just surprised. I said, I don't know. I would have thought that she kept a little bit more in touch. That was the only side eye I'm going to give on that one. Because I thought that was a little strange for me, really.
Yeah, that's really strange.
You know what I mean?
For somebody that you're supposedly friends with, close with.
Yeah, so enamored with. Yeah. Now, that's okay. No shade, Oprah. We invite you here to talk about it. We love you still. You know, there is one thing that I did get on this morning that I want to clarify. And then we're going to take a little commercial break. We had did an interview with Issa Simone, who is this up-and-coming budding artist. She's very, very new and fresh on the scene. You can hear the freshness. Ms. B, her manager, was with her, and they came out of Cali Braids. Now, Cali Braids was originally scheduled for the 4th of June. So it is, let me just make sure my California folks who are tuned in know that the Cali Braids event has been pushed back. So Ms. B, who's the manager of Issa and also the host of Cali Braids event, I did speak with Keisha yesterday, and I want to say that she has moved the event back to the end of July. So we'll get her on to talk about it, gives her some more time to get everything even in better shape for you guys. So we will bring that tomorrow also. Yeah, I'll try to get on Issa's incredible song called Angry. So that's by Miss Issa Simone, and it is a great song. She can really sing. I was like, wow, she sings very different. She sounds very different than how she talks. She just really goes in, and you're going to love her song. So I promise. I was looking to get it on. I said, I didn't have enough time to get it on this morning. Also, I know we have a tribute.
Yes.
Yeah, so tomorrow we're going to get on your tribute as well with Tina. So I want you guys looking forward to that. And, of course, the big celebration at 8 o'clock tomorrow is Mr. Michael Hopkins. So he'll be joining us in just a few minutes. We're going to take our commercial break. And when we come back, Hopkins will be here. So we're going to have you guys to stay. Yeah. We're going to have you guys stay with us. We'll be right
back. What I've been enjoying doing all my life. For my little girl, I always loved messing with my sisters. They had beautiful hair. And I always enjoyed doing this.
Callie Terrell loves making women look and feel good.
Feel good. last time when her do it again made me pay more.
Mrs. Terrell now only works to keep busy and to satisfy a few longtime customers like her daughter, Inez. She's 99 years old and anxiously awaiting her 100th birthday in November.
Man, if I give out my birthday to people, you have to pay for it. November 26th. How old will you be? 100.
Her zeal for life is amazing, and so is her work ethic. WRET checked the state of Tennessee, and they first issued her license to operate on January 30th, 1945. She rents space in a salon now, but once had her own thriving business. She's outlived almost all of her customers.
People my age that I used to buddy-buddy with, I don't have a single one. I was in a bridge club. I'm the only one in the club that's living.
Work is part of her secret to longevity.
I'm not used to just being up in the house. See, I work so long. I've just been around people. So I enjoy being with people and doing something exciting. Most old people, they're a little dry and droll. I can't deal with that. I got to live. I do the things that make me happy.
Working brings her joy, but she plans to finally retire at the end of the year. But she says, don't expect to find her sitting around the house doing nothing.
I just be waiting on somebody to call and say, how are you dancing? I said, now what is it? Well, come on over here. We doing so-and-so. And I jump in the car and go, I just want to do something.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming, because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan, or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
The Hair Radio Morning Show. We're making black progress. Don't go anywhere.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
are back live at Thursday morning, June 1st of 2023. Hour show number 858, you just heard, show some respect from the incomparable and forever musically remaining with us, Miss Tina Turner. Real. That was my favorite song. Let me get back to the line, Miss Nicole Marie. Nicole Marie, good morning again.
Yeah,
it's a little before 8 in the morning. Yeah, well, about 20 minutes before 8 Eastern Time, a little before 7 Central. That was my favorite Tina Turner song, which is Show Some Respect.
Love it.
However, the version I love is a, but it's a whole different music setup. If you guys have, if not, you've got to see the video. It's a whole different energy level.
Right.
But listen, yeah, I wanted to kind of check in with you. Something that we do each day here is it's all about inspiration. And today is really no exception or different. We lead in with something called Hope of the Day. Yes. And I wanted to talk with you about that. And then, so lead on in. Just remind everybody, let's say today is our fans listening first time tuning in, or people just their first time tuning in, what would you tell them that Hope of the Day is all about?
Well, first of all, Carrie, thank you for that. Hope of the Day, Hope of the Day is something that's done every single day to just bring hope to each and every person that is listening. Hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past, no matter what each and every person may be going through. Just having that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. So I want to share the hope of the day for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So the hope for today is prepare. How often have we seen chances go begging simply because we weren't ready to take advantage of them? Clearly, we can prepare for every eventuality, but common sense will show us most of them. Whenever you can, think ahead, prepare, and be ahead of the game. What do you think about that, Carrie?
I love that. I live my life through preparation. It really, to me, I can't imagine doing anything without preparation.
Exactly.
I prepare for every single thing I do.
Yeah.
I really do.
So you don't have to get ready, Carrie.
that's what they say, right?
Yeah.
And you know what? It's true. But I think that some of us are better at it than others. But I really do. I believe that, I think setting yourself up for success is what I call it. But the word really is preparation. So I think that the gentleman had it right with Patrick Lindsay. I wasn't going to say Patrick Henry. I'm like, no, that's somebody else. Patrick Lindsay's book with High Hopes. I think this is really, really great. You need to prepare. Like you just said, by being prepared all the time means you don't have to get ready at the last minute.
Exactly.
I don't like unpreparedness, if that's a word. I don't like the idea of that because to me it's laziness, and I don't like it. So I rebuke lazy in every which way. I don't like it. I really do. You know, I'm very much a person. I love being prepared. If you guys see what I do, I rise at 4. This morning I was up literally. The alarm goes off at 4. I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to push it for 4:15. And, I'll get up at 4:15. And guess what? Within five minutes, I said, let me just get on up now. That's how I am. I literally...
Right.
I usually, in my mind, my alarm goes off before 4 o'clock normally. But even if it doesn't, and on a rare occasion it actually wakes me up at 4, I sometimes will try to force myself, but I can't even force myself because I immediately think of what I can be accomplishing.
Yes.
That's how I
get
am.
Up early.
I
it's
think
quiet. You can accomplish a lot early.
Well, that's true. I'm a morning person now. But it's just that as an entrepreneur, like I said earlier today on the show, I think, you got to do it, you know. So
right.
Let's get Hopkins in on this conversation. And and we're going to be, yes, and don't think we've forgotten about our talk of the morning. We're going to be doing our roundtable talk. I've got a talk of the morning that that I'm going to share with you guys in just a bit. We'll be getting to that in just a few minutes or so. But first, let me bring in to join us on the conversation. We're just getting to Michael this morning. Michael Hopkins, the illustrious host of the Vet Talk radio show, the acclaimed accredited agent, that's a whole nother another job. But Michael Hopkins, good morning. And
good morning,
welcome
Michael.
To the Hanley Morning Show.
Hey, I'm so happy to be back in the habit with you guys. Very happy.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. Yes. Well, it's good to have you with us. Yes, it's about 7:47, Michael, 6:47 for those out in the Central Time Zone. So you've been listening to the broadcast today. What can you tell us you've heard?
Wow. You put on one of my all-time favorite songs by Tina Turner. Proud
really?
Mary. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
very much
yes.
so.
Yeah.
Very much
well,
so.
Well, actually, Hopkins, I think we played each of our hosts' favorite Tina songs. And, Michael, we've talked with just about everybody at Nicole Marie. As she'll be doing a whole special piece on Tina, and we're going to get that on tomorrow's show. What let's lead in with you on this. What would you like to say about this whole thing and on Tina's passing?
Well, you know, Carrie and Nicole Marie, I when I think of Tina Turner, I think of the first time I ever saw her on TV, and that was in the late 60s. And if I remember correctly, what was that? You're having a really big shoe. And I know, Carrie, you know who used to say that. Ed Sullivan.
Yeah, that was the Ed Sullivan show.
Right.
We used to come on
that,
Sunday nights. If I remember,
right.
I think is what
that was. And that was the first time in about 1969 I actually saw Ike and Tina Turner review on Ed Sullivan, and they were doing Proud Mary.
Wow.
And as
Which
you said, it was so unusual. It wasn't like you had Dinah Ross and the Supremes, Martha and the Vandellas. You had a lot of the girl groups, and Tina Turner was so far away from what they did till, you know, she blazed her own trail. That's the way
yeah.
I saw it. You know, I was about a teenager watching this, and it just blew my mind. It blew everybody's mind because it was something
wow.
that none of us had never really seen somebody perform like Tina Turner. And I had, after that, I was an Ike and Tina Turner fan, and I remember they were on, there was a movie called Wattstack that came out in 1972, and they performed in that movie. It was a concert that was done back then in 71, but in 72, they actually brought it to light. They put it in movie theaters, and it was a smash success.
Well,
so,
I've
Carrie,
got to look that one up because I did
oh,
not
yeah.
know of that one.
Oh, yeah. Carrie, my hand is off to you today. This program
oh.
has been so beautifully crafted. Wouldn't you say so, Nicole Marie?
Oh, yes. It's been a great
beautifully
show today.
Crafted.
Thank you. Well, you know, I appreciate you taking a moment to acknowledge that. because a lot of folks don't realize what goes into a production, a whole lot, like you just said, Nicole Marie, on preparation. You know, I start working on the broadcast for the following, the next week, on like Friday, like 4 days in advance. So thank you for that. But yeah, the nod to Ms. Turner. Now, Michael, I don't go back quite that far on Ms. Tina Turner.
Michael always takes us so back, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, I don't remember that.
It
I wasn't
like
even born
Michael
then.
Was there. Yeah, it was
yes.
like Michael went in. He was right there when poor Ike came up with the idea.
It sounds like one of those old shows.
Michael, you have great memories. I love it.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
We tease Michael. You guys know, you know, we tease Michael here on the show. And we love that he remembers all of these things. Little details, because that's actually important. My recollection of Tina, well, it doesn't go, I mean, it's not quite as early as Michael's. I was, you know, I remember watching episodic TV and the variety shows, and I was a teen little kid, but watching Cher show and all of these types of programs. And Tina would always make an appearance on these shows. So that's kind of when I really started to know, okay, who's this? I had no idea about Proud Mary and things like that so much. But when I saw her, she would make a lot of guest appearances. So this is one during the time she was still with Ike, because she had been with Ike for like 16 years or so. And
right.
But she had not struck out on her own. So we kind of knew who she was. Did not know anything. I did not know anything about the bad relationship. I know other probably people did, especially famous people. But I remember that was the beginning of my Tina Turner tale. And then when the 80s rolled around and she made the biggest comeback that I had ever seen, really. She, at that time, you know, MTV really didn't play black artists very much. I mean, this is
right.
not a secret. So I remember Tina was one of those breakthrough artists on MTV, and with her song. Now, she was super respected musically over in Europe.
Right.
And one of the clips that Tina shared,
they really made her
a
superstar.
They did, because that's what she released. First of all, she released that single that you love so much, Nicole Marie, which was Let's Stay Together,
yes.
a remake of the Al Green song.
Yes.
She released that over in Europe, and it became a big hit
right.
record.
It
took off here in America. It was probably like about number 13 or so on the Billboard charts here in America. Didn't quite crack the top 10. But I remember that because we hadn't heard from Tina Turner. I never heard from Tina Turner, you know, growing up.
Right.
But the music charts, we hadn't heard from Tina in decades before that. So here comes Let's Stay Together. Next thing I know, she's got a video called What's Love Got to Do With It on television, on MTV. And that video catapulted Miss Turner to her first number one record as an individual or single performer. And so that began the whole thing. She went on to create songs like Better Be Good to Me, I Love Typical Male. I love so
Private
many songs
Dancer.
From her.
Yes,
Private
so many.
That video was just, yeah, she has so many songs. And you could tell she always gave it her best effort. And so I treasure the you know, singer performer. I treasure it because I remember it so well. And
right.
I remember how beautiful she was. And that was an experience that I will never forget. And we just love her, and we're going to truly, truly remember her here on this broadcast, so much so that you guys are hearing it for the first time. We decided to turn our virtual green room into the Tina Turner virtual green room. So
awesome.
I guess that's the way to say it.
So awesome.
I'm so excited.
Great.
Yeah, so yeah, that's where our guests, when they're waiting to come on, will be, you know, kind of waiting out in the wings. What were you going to say, Nicole Marie?
No, I just said, what a great tribute just to honor her. It's just amazing.
Oh.
That's wonderful.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So we're super, super excited. And we're going to be talking, we're going to be playing a lot of Tina's music in the days to come.
Oh, yes.
Our tributes continue. And then lots of stuff going on in June, as we said at the top of the show. Also want to take another side note. You guys heard Michael. Thank you for the tribute early this morning on Jim Brown's passing.
Yeah,
again.
I love it, Michael.
Huge football star, and you know, those movies that he made. I caught them all the time here. It was the blaxploitation flicks, I think they called them, but. I just loved watching Jim Brown. He was great. He was a great, and then to go on and stand up for black rights, you know, and that's what I loved about those stars. The stars, they were just, they just stood up for our community so much.
Very
Anything
much.
Anything you
so.
Want to add to that, Hopkins?
Oh, very much so. You know, just in the 60s, just to have a group of black athletes get together, and these guys were the best of the best athletes at the time. You had the Bill Russells, the Lou Alcindors, who you guys know now as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He was a young fella back then. And just for him, Jim Brown, to gather all of these guys together in one place to have solidarity, you know, it was phenomenal. It really was. It was phenomenal to do something like that. We take so much for granted now with our black athletes and the money they make and fame and this and that. But the 50s and the 60s, it wasn't like that. It was not like that. They basically wanted you as a black athlete. You go out, you perform, and then don't say anything.
Right.
You know, you've made it. It's not, you know, the other ones didn't make it. You made it. So you want to be a credit to your race and all this other kind of garbagey stuff that came out back then. But Jim Brown took a stand, just like Muhammad Ali. They took a stand. And that's why they should be honored. They should be revered, really. They really should.
I think they were. Well, they certainly are now.
Yeah,
and
very much so.
Yeah. Deservedly so. Hey, speaking, I do want to take a moment. It's been a whole year. And speaking of great losses, this gentleman who was the dad of one of our favorite folks that we know so well, she's been right here on our show so many times. We're talking about Cheryl Morrow's dad, of course, Dr. Willie Morrow. And so a little later, I'm going to try to get on Mary's piece on Dr. Morrow on 10 Things You Should Know, see if we can get that on if we have time. But I it's been a whole year, and it's hard to believe that the time has gone by so quickly since we lost Dr. Willie Morrow, who just a legendary hair expert and inventor, if you will. And I interviewed him, and he put me in their newsletter. Back in the day. So I will always treasure that. And, you know, so we'll catch up with Cheryl and see if we can get her comments these days. She's very busy out there. I've been seeing her all over the internet. So we're shouting her out this morning on the broadcast. There's so much going on. Yeah. So good stuff. Okay. Well, listen, why don't we take a little bit of a commercial break? And let's do some talk of the mornings next. So let's kind of get it together.
All right.
I think I have some updates for everybody that we put together. Let me see if I can just get them on. If I can find them this morning. Yes, we've got some updates for everybody here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we'll get that on. And we've got so much. Just stay with us, folks. We've got a lot more to get to this morning.
Keep it moving. those are the words that come to mind. We've got so much going on at Hair Radio. I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and wanted to just kind of touch base a little bit to let you know some of the things that we're working on about now. We're very, very, very pleased with the direction and the wonderful, wonderful fan base that we have somehow acquired over these years for the Hair Radio Morning Show. We love you. We appreciate all that you have done to get us where we are. And so we thank the hairstylists, the product companies, our amazing fans who contribute so much to what we're doing, to just everyone who's had a hand in getting us to this place where we're looking at almost 1,000 of our 3-hour broadcasts, the most prolific of anyone in hair and beauty talk on radio or podcasting worldwide in the history of broadcasting. So we can be proud of what we have accomplished together. And if that's not enough, and I must give a special honorable mention to a gentleman who's been with me for a couple of years now, hosting his own program that's really designed to help veterans to do well with their claims processing. And we're talking about disabled veterans. And of course, we're talking about the one and only accredited claims agent, Mr. Michael Hopkins, who, as you guys know, hosts a program again on the Hair Radio Network. And so and while we're at it, I've got a shout out to my other colleague on the Hair Radio Morning Show, of course, the Queen of the Mornings. You guys know her well, Miss Nicole Marie. And so that's the Hair Radio Triangle, I call it. Okay, and on to some of the other wonderful things that we're working on, of course, AfroLock, AfroLockMagazine.com. AfroLockMagazine.com, and again, I've got to spell it for everybody. It's A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. So it's one word that we've created, kind of mudged them together, AfroLock. And for us, our definition, our connotation of this word means that it's a lock on Black culture, on Afro culture. And of course, there is the elephant in the room, the underlying meaning, which of course, and obviously, we're talking Afro hair and lock, as in locks of hair and all of that. We're having your hair locked and natural hair type talk as well. I'm so proud of everything we've accomplished. Got a shout out to our incredible folks who are supporting this project, our amazing advertisers, our chief writer, you guys know Khadija, and our entire staff. This is something I've wanted to create, and I'm so proud to have AfroLock Magazine. It's a wonderful hair and beauty-based magazine for everybody that's digitally presented, but it's also printable on demand. And we're putting out a new issue each month, and you can get complete details again at afrolock.com, and that's AFROLOCK.com. Check it out. Subscribe, please subscribe. If you want the magazine to continue, you need to subscribe and be part of it. We're always looking for new and interesting stories. Simply, again, go to afrolock.com and let us know if you have a story idea or if you'd like to be featured or advertise, we need you. So reach out to us. And I'm just so excited about it. Now, one of the other big sprawling areas that is a big focus for us, and that really would be our Carapi, our beautiful hair products, Carapi.com. I've got to spell that as well. It's K-E-R-R-A-P-Y, Carapi. I created Carapi several years back with the idea and notion that we needed to have something that was going to answer the problem of damaged hair or hair, not taking the best approach to our hair care. And my whole thing was all about stimulation, scalp, stimulation of the scalp to grow your hair. And we accomplished that with already an iconic brand in its own right. And I'm so proud of it. And this year, we finally were able to get a new moisture line called Moisture 100 together. And I'm so excited about it. Because, again, hydration, moisture, those are key components of healthy hair. And this approach is unparalleled. So I want to thank our, of course, our amazing distributors who are located all over the country who support the Carapi brand. And definitely our wonderful, wonderful customers and folks who buy our Carapi brand, whether you're looking at our traditional wonderful rejuvenation, our shampoo and our traditional, you know, rinse out conditioner, or our wonderful, kind of like our conditioner on the go, literally, which is our just our recent release. And so I'm so, so excited. The leave-in conditioner as well. So just want to get that out there for you guys. So let us know if you have any thoughts, if you have any questions on hair care. I also want to shout out one of our top stylists, you know, Keisha McAllister from California. She helps us handle our information that gets out to you on this in this arena or area. Plus, we have a whole plethora of new folks who are joining us to be in this hair and beauty space, and they'll be coming to you in days to come. And so I'm super excited about that. Now, one of the other things that you guys may not know, and I want to take a real big moment to say thank you to New York City, which is where I'm based, and our home office is right here in New York, even though we broadcast everywhere on the planet. We have listeners all over the world, literally, and obviously from coast to coast here in America. But my home right now, even though I was born, got a shout out to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of course. That's my original birth home. And but I've been living here in New York for decades now and working on hair radio right here. And again, I want to shout out to my wonderful neighbors and everybody in my little area. I'm a part, I've been appointed, I should say, to be on a board in this community that represents over 200,000 folks. Now, for those of you who may be in little cities and things like that, you may not, you may think that's all of Brooklyn, New York. But it is not. That's just this little area. And that's a lot of folks. So I'm so proud that they put their trust in me and consider me to be a New York City public official. So I'm grateful. And we are so excited about doing the work. And so on that note, stay tuned.
Ladies, do you love a...
Hi, everybody. This is Michael Hopkins, and I'd like to wish my co-host, Nicole Marie, a happy first anniversary as co-host of the Hair Radio Morning Show starring Carrie Hines. Nicole Marie was discovered by yours truly, me, Michael Hopkins. That's right. And the rest, shall we say, is history. Once again, Nicole Marie, congratulations and happy first anniversary as co-host of the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, man. It was just the beginning of everything for me. Let's just say that. If I was to describe it, I would say the beginning of everything. The beginning of the limelight, the beginning of my voice, the beginning of the stardom track. And I learned a lot, and Hair Radio carried me so far to I just can't describe the excitement and how happy and how Hair Radio changed my life.
Oh.
Thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Thursday morning. It's June 1st, a whole brand new month. I'm Gary Hines. It's great to have you guys with us in the third hour of the show. It's our broadcast number 858 today, and real great to have you guys with us. It's been a big show. Let me get back on the line. My amazing co-stars, you guys know them both so well, Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. Again, happy Hair Radio Morning Show, guys. And good morning to you both.
Yeah.
Happy Hair Radio.
Good morning.
Absolutely. And all broadcasts. We want to just take a moment to acknowledge there's so much in the news going on. Real happy about that. Yeah. Well, we're happy for the good stuff.
Yeah, the good stuff.
A lot of things.
We hear enough bad things.
Ooh, do we not? Ooh. But the good thing about the Hair Radio Morning Show, the good thing about the Hair Radio Morning Show is that we are focused on doing and getting your day started.
Right.
Okay, in the best possible way. And I'm super, super hyped about it. We're focused on it. I want to remind everybody that next week, listen, whatever all that noise is, please, please stop. Okay? I can't hear folks. And so I just want to make sure that everybody is aware. Next week, we have Tina Turner on. Tina Turner on. We don't have Tina. I wish we did. We have Tina Turner's tribute. We have her tribute on. And so much more. So, guys, what we will do, we're going to take a little quick break. We'll be right back. So stay with us. We'll be right back. We've got a lot more to get to this morning.
This is definitely a very, very, very serious matter. And so my question is to you, yes, you know, there seems to be so much upheaval and
dissension between the political groups. We have scandals going on, so much that is just going on in the political arena. So my question for you is, where do we go from here?
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
One in a Million, the history of Madam C.J. Walker and her entrepreneurial legacy. Not even her poor and difficult beginnings stymied Madam Walker's road to greatness. Born December 23, 1867, roughly 2 years after the alleged emancipation of her race, she was an orphan at 7, a wife at 14, a mother at 17, and a widow by 20. The woman who would become known as the first self-made female millionaire and the greatest benefactress of her race was born the daughter of Owen and Minerva Breedlove, poor ex-slaves living on a cotton farm in Louisiana. They named their special little girl Sarah Breedlove. A washerwoman by trade, at the age of 33 in 1900, Sarah began selling a product door to door which she had formulated to remedy her own hair loss. She pinpointed the root of her hair problems, which was the scalp, and created hair care products and a beauty regimen for hair growth and maintenance that focused on the need for a clean and healthy scalp, scalp protection, and scalp stimulation for maximum hair growth. Her first product would eventually be called Madam C.J. Walker's Wonderful Hair Grower, and she boldly and proudly used her own likeness on her jars and her own before and after pictures to demonstrate her product's effectiveness. Per Madam's own words, she abhorred the impression held by some that she claimed to straighten hair. She emphatically stated, "I grow hair," and that there would be no hair-growing business today had I not started it. She described her concept and method of hair growth as beauty culture because she compared growing hair to growing and cultivating garden plants. She then broadened this concept of beauty culture by incorporating the value of cleanliness and professionalism, which emphasized the overall appearance, moral conduct, and character of the Black woman. Black women from all over the country began writing letters to Madam Walker attesting to the benefits of her products. By setting up a special correspondence course of beauty culture in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then a manufacturing facility in Indiana, and later a beauty college in New York City, Madam was able to further establish and promulgate her program of beauty culture, which trained the Black female in three areas. First, the Black woman was taught the proper presentation of herself. She was to be clean, neat, properly attired, and well-mannered. Second, she was taught how to use Madam's hair care system on customers. And third, she was taught how to sell Madam's hair care products to customers. In so doing, Madam C.J. Walker provided a solution to the root of the Black woman's demise. She raised the Black woman's self-esteem and confidence about her own beauty and intelligence, and she empowered the Black woman economically, thus freeing her from white servitude and male dependency. This accomplishment is even more amazing when put in the context of the time in which these things were done and in the context of Madam's own background. The time, one historian called the nadir, or lowest point in the history of the Black race outside of slavery itself. The blessings of freedom was now marred by the blatant terrorist acts of the Ku Klux Klan and those like-minded individuals working in collusion with them. The harsh reality faced by the vast majority of Blacks living in this era was that the number of lynchings peaked during the early 1900s, as did other backlashes sparked by Reconstruction, such as the burning of black churches and schools and the establishment of Jim Crow laws. During this dark period, most black women were either sharecroppers or washerwomen and house servants for whites. Madam Walker was no exception, but she was, however, exceptional. Madam Walker moved her ever-expanding special correspondence course business, founded on her system of beauty culture, to Indianapolis, Indiana, on February 19, 1910. She then purchased and paid for her home, adjoining which was a factory and laboratory, located at 640 North West Street. She endeared herself to the citizens of Indianapolis when she contributed $1,000 to the establishment of the Sennett Avenue YMCA. It is reported that she was the only woman to make such a donation. Madam herself, when referring to the YMCA donation, had this to say, quote, "In referring to that $1,000 gift, I don't want you to lay so much stress on it, and do not say that I am the only one. You might say that I was the first and caused others to awaken to the sense of their duty in helping deserving causes for the benefit of the race," end quote. Not long after her move to Indianapolis, Madam Walker also became a member of Bethel AME Church, one of the oldest and most influential churches in the black community, to which Madam Walker contributed generously. In less than 2 years after moving to Indianapolis, on September 2, 1911, Madam C.J. Walker petitioned the Indiana Secretary of State to become incorporated, and on September 19, 1911, exactly 1 year and 7 months since her arrival in Indianapolis, the Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company of Indiana Incorporated was established, Madam Walker naming herself president and owner of all 1,000 shares of stock. A relentless worker and ingenious marketer and saleswoman, Madam Walker had thought to place her system of hair care products in black colleges all across the United States. She also regularly advertised in black newspapers, and she eventually placed her products in drugstores. As she traveled throughout the country, she wrote letters to her general manager in order to instruct him on how best to run her factory in her absence and how to implement all of her new ideas. However, the Madam Walker agents, Madam's recruited sales force, were her biggest asset. Madam held public meetings in churches, rented lodge halls and other such facilities, and put on demonstrations, including a slide presentation, in order to recruit black women to become Walker agents. Madam Walker taught and trained them in the methods of application and proper use of her hair oils and vegetable shampoo. Eventually, Madam organized a national convention for her Walker agents, giving away prizes and other incentives to motivate and energize her ever-growing troops of Walker agents. Sales generated from Madam Walker's manufacturing company and the hair care products it produced enabled Madam to give birth to yet another legacy, as Madam became known as the greatest benefactress of her race. Through monies earned and derived from Madam's work in the hair-growing business, Madam Walker regularly donated large sums of money to charity and to individuals of her race who were in need. In fact, Madam was so self-sacrificing and freely giving that those closest to her were worried that she would become financially ruined. Desiring all blacks to have decent homes, at times, Madam would assume mortgages of blacks who were financially strapped, allowing them to repay when and how they could. Various schools for blacks and certain social and civic organizations dedicated to the betterment of the black race were also beneficiaries of Madam's philanthropy. Though many have called Madam extravagant, her generosity and passion for her people were Madam's only extravagances. She gave not for self-aggrandizement, but rather to inspire other wealthy blacks to give likewise. Moreover, Madam's giving went well beyond monetary donations.
To rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Thursday morning, June 1st of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines, and yes, we are live. It's about 8:26 New York time, 7:26. If you're out in the Central Time Zone, I just want to say thank you so much to everybody for tuning on in today. Enjoyed the broadcast. Lots of good stuff we've been talking about with Nicole Maria Michael Hopkins, kind of doing a combination of names there. I wanted to say to you guys, we are so excited. First of all, it's the big launch for Afrolock Magazine. And yeah.
So exciting.
We're kicking off this big thing. Next week, it's all about Afrolock. We're doing a whole week of Afrolock.
Awesome.
And so, yeah, so I'm real excited. Want to shout out also one of my head writers over there, Khadija. She's been doing just such a great job as well. She's actually got the cover story. So I'm
wonderful.
So excited. Which, yeah.
Congratulations, Khadija.
Exactly.
Very much
congratulations.
So.
And to all of us, right? Because we're all a part of this.
Yeah.
We're all Afrolock as well. And to each of us. Now, what I do want to say about this, the cover story, which, believe it or not, we're going to have Dr. Yolanda Ragland weigh in on this on Tuesday.
Great.
She's here. She's going to be with us live at about 7:30 on Tuesday, the 6th of June. So you don't want to miss that. She's going to be with us from 7:30 to 8:30. And then, of course, is Michael's Vet Talk Radio show. But what I want to say about that, so the whole cover story is an incredible story that I'm just so honored to have. This is the first cover story for Afrolock Magazine. And it's called The Great Migration to Natural Hair. And I've read a lot of stories about natural hair. We've talked to people about natural hair. This is not that kind of story. It's not a typical story. It is so moving, and it's a tribute to me when I talk about it. It's a pleasure for me to talk about it because it's a tribute to Black women. And so I think, and the health crisis and all with, the NIH report and all of that. But what it really means is that there's such pride associated with Black hair. And when I read this piece that you don't want to miss, if you have not subscribed yet to Afrolock Magazine, you need to do so because you won't be able to read the article unless you do so. And you can subscribe simply by going to AfrolockMagazine.com or just Afrolock.com, either one. And again, Afrolock is spelled A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. But it's a whole talk about natural hair and healthy hair care choices. So I find it fascinating. What about you guys? Michael, any thoughts on Afrolock Magazine, the launch, the cover story, anything you want to add?
Oh, very much so, Carrie. Now, I'm looking forward to it because not only are the covers just so colorful and they're just so memorable, I think people are going to remember just the covers on the magazine for years to come. And I just know, just talking to you, the articles that are going to be in the magazine, you know, me included and Nicole Marie and all the other fantastic people that have been working behind the scenes, it's going to be fantastic, and I am looking forward to the first issue. And our fans out there, my Vet Talk fans, if you haven't subscribed, you need to subscribe, and you need to go to AfrolockMagazine.com, like ASAP, and subscribe. Carrie, back over to you.
Well, all right. Thank you, Michael, for that. Yeah, that's true. Nicole Maria, what about you? Anything you want to add to that?
Well, I totally agree. I second everything that Michael is saying. I think that AfroLock is just going to be just a wonderful publication that, you know, just like its purpose, a lock on Black culture. And it's just going to be just a wonderful expression of our culture. And it's just going to share so much. I am just so excited for this first publication to come out, and everybody just get your subscription. Get your subscription today. I'm just so excited about
this. I love it. Absolutely. Great job, guys. That's the whole thing. AfroLock, and it is just taking everybody by. I'm just blown away at the way that it has made such an impression on the internet. It has made an impression when you Google AfroLock, it pops up. When you Google AfroLock Magazine, it pops up. You can go to the site. We're adding different elements each day. We want to make it a space where you can suggest story ideas, where you can request to be a guest. Type thing. It's just a beautiful thing. And one of the other big items that's being featured in the magazine, I'm not going to tell you everything, so you got to subscribe, but there's some folks that you haven't heard about, so there's a whole big two-page spread. So I'm not going to say a whole bunch because we got to leave some things for our subscribers to discover. In the first issue, so I'm going to cut it there, but we will be talking about it. They may get it out of me between now and Sunday or now and next week, so I'm so excited about it, and folks have waited a little bit of time for AfroLock, and the story of AfroLock, I still have out there on the internet where you can Google the covers. I think I heard one of you guys mention, I think Michael mentioned about the beautiful covers. Well, that's so. We have the whole story about the covers. Each cover, there is some dynamic backstory that we write about in this flip book. So we're doing it up. We're doing it up.
Oh, yes.
So I'm super excited. And we want to just thank all of the sponsors, the advertisers, our other
business
partners. Yeah, and I got to take a moment to acknowledge the folks at Upscale Magazine, who helped tremendously. I chatted with them. They're so proud of our efforts and remain a media partner. So we're shouting out, and I tip my hat to them. Of course, I've worked over there for quite a bit. And just excited to be in this space at this time. So, listen, I just appreciate you. We appreciate you. Nicole Marie, great job. Michael Hopkins, great job. Michael, we're going to chat a little bit more coming up a little bit later this morning. Still time to go. I want to talk to you a little bit about what we can kind of expect on Vet Talk on Tuesday. So, remember, it does come up on Tuesday. We want to talk to you a little bit about that. Great job, Nicole Marie. You guys just rocked it out today with all the Tina Turner talk and Tina Turner music.
Very much so.
Yeah. I think we did a great job with all of that. Why don't we just get on one for the road, so to speak. One of the Tina songs that we played, we'll go ahead and replay that for you guys now. And then coming up in just a few minutes, we'll talk more with Michael on the Vet Talk, of course, and so much more still. We got time to go. Stay with us. Here's a Proud Mary, again, replay of Miss Turner. Stay with us.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice, pleasing. There's just one thing.
Down in the city.
You see, we never, ever do nothing.
Working for the man.
Nice.
Every night and
easy.
Day.
We always
well,
do it.
I never lost
nice.
One minute
and rough.
And I will work.
But we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy.
Big wheel,
but then we're going to do the finish.
Turning.
Rough.
Proud Mary.
The way we
keep
do.
On burning.
Proud Mary.
And we're rolling. Left a good job
down in the city,
working for the man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleep,
and I was worried about the way that things might have been. You know that
big wheel keep on turning. Primary keep on burning.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Awesome. I'm here with Katrina, which is one of the three angels. And Katrina, how did you feel when you first started as an angel?
Well, I was very excited when Michael first approached me and asked me would I be part of his show and one of the angels to help him out on the Vet Talk Radio. Even though I'm a shy person, I'm very observant, and I don't talk much in the background. I just be observant and watching. But I was so very humble and excited that he even offered to ask me to be a part of it and be an angel.
Awesome, awesome. What are some of the things that you've been doing, and what are you doing now?
Well, the things I've been doing now, basically I still just babysit and watch children for those mothers who can't really afford a more affordable daycare, even though my house is a daycare, but we set our prices low enough to where they can afford, and I struggle not to wonder if they'll have a babysitter the next day if they're not able to pay us, and then like also going to school to study. To be going to be an insurance agent, but I'm also studying to get my business degree to work on further my businesses.
Wonderful. Is there anybody that you would like to give a shout out to?
I would like to give a shout out to all the mothers in my family and my friends. They are all great, wonderful. And I love them, but I especially would like to give one to my granny, who is 93 years old. She is the one that I look up to. She's my mentor, my motivator. She has taught me patience. She's the one who I basically, like, mark after of because she took in a lot of her nieces and nephews that she ended up having to raise right along with all of her kids. And so I know that's exactly where I got all of that from. And she taught me patience, because patience is virtue. And without patience, if you don't have that, then you would never have an understanding in life with anything. But you have to be patient with a lot of things that come for.
All right. Thank you. Nur Jahan, how did you feel when you started on the Vet Talk Radio show?
Well, same as Kat there, how she said she was excited. I was excited as well. For one, to be a part of something that's so huge was, it was a very humbling experience because we didn't really know how big it was when we first got started. We thought we were just going to be, you know, part of a radio show. And, you know, Michael's going to be talking about, you know, compensation for vets and stuff like this. And, you know, just giving information. We're just giving our little opinion. You know, little did we know it was going to, you know, catch fire the way that it did. And it, you know, ended up being part of my life for like over a whole year. And, you know, I'm not no morning person. So that in itself was already a miracle for me to get up. Telling that early, you know.
You made it. So,
I made it, yeah. And I had to really, you know, discipline myself, you know, and just the things that we spoke about and all the stuff that he taught, you know, wasn't just so much being a part of the show, but it's the stuff that I learned. You know, I mean, he gives so much vital information and so powerful that for me to be a part of something like that, that can change people's lives, you know, for veterans, you know, I'm a family full of vets, you know, and so they all could use this information. And so for me to be able to direct them, you know, to the information, and they don't have to feel left out anymore, you know. So it was very exciting to be a part of something like that. I'm very proud of him for where he has come now.
Right.
At this point in life.
Great. What have you been up to, and what are you doing right now? Some things you're working on.
Well, right now, I am actually the Chief Administrative Officer at KBM Ministry, and that stands for Kingdom Branding and Marketing Ministry. Thank you. Yeah, and it's been a true blessing because we're changing lives by people being able to write their story, you know, and not so much that, but we just started our Kingdom Bible Reading Challenge, and that is just getting people back to the basics by just reading the Word of God. But they're not, we're doing it in a way that's entertaining. We're doing it with a dramatized version, and we get on Zoom, and we just read it together. We listen to it, you know, from the dramatized version, but we're also following along. And then at the end of the reading, we all give our soap. And this is the special part about it, because it's basically, it's an acronym for scripture, observation, application, and prayer. So basically, what is the scripture that, you know, stands out to you when it's like 4 to 5 chapters that we'll read per session? What is the Lord saying to you with those scriptures? Then you observe that, right? And then you apply it to your life, some kind of lesson or something that happened to you, that you pray at the end. But it also stands for speak out and participate. So the beauty about it is that maybe the Lord don't speak to you in the scripture, so you don't have nothing to say. But when other people share their soap, then that's when you might have something to say. You give feedback from what other people said. And it's so powerful because now we have people who are afraid to say anything, and now they're actually coming out. They're stepping out of their comfort zone, and they're speaking, and they're sharing their soap, and it's just catching on it's like a domino effect, and it's powerful. So that's what I've been doing. And of course, I mentioned last time how, you know, I finally became a self-published author, and I'm just waiting now to get my book revised, because waiting for people to still send in their reviews. You know,
wonderful.
That's exciting too. When I do the launch for that, you know, y'all will know about it. I will definitely let you know when I'm going to be launching my book party.
Yes, please. Well, you have definitely been busy, very busy. Is there anybody that you like to send a shout out to?
Well, before I do that, I always let people know, don't be busy, be productive, because busy is being under Satan's yoke. And when we're under Satan's yoke, he tries to keep us so busy that we don't have time for God. So if we're productive, we are producing fruit. And when you produce fruit, you're going to reap a harvest. So never be busy. Always be productive, and you can see the fruit of your labor.
Be productive.
So, yes, ma'am. Change those words. Everybody's busy, but don't be busy. Be productive. And so the shout-out, I want to give a shout-out. Yes. I would like to give a shout-out to King Willie Tubbs, because if it wasn't for him, I would not be in the position that I'm in right now at KBM, and the things that he's offering us, you know, on the cabinet, it's just sort of a miracle. And the things that he's offering the company itself, for people to be a founder, you know, you get 3% share of the company. And it's just, it's amazing, because he has a heart of gold. And, you know, with helping people write their book and helping me get my book published, I mean, I want to give him his flowers right now on the radio show. So, yes, definitely
wonderful.
Want to give a shout out to Willie Tubbs.
All right. Well, you are listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Time for Back Live. It's Thursday morning, June 1st, 2023. It's our show number 858, Rise and Shine. Yeah, you're not up now. I don't know what to say. It's about 8:51 New York time, 7:51 for Central folks. Back on the line is Hopkins, Michael Hopkins, out of a beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, again, we're about to send folks off for their Thursday day, yeah, literally, to get done everything you guys out there have to do. But I was just listening to the Angels, to Nicole Marie, and it was a reunion of sorts for Nicole Neuer and Katrina. So
right.
What went through your mind in hearing them again on the show?
Well, Carrie, it's just great to hear them on the show again. And it just reminds me so much of when we first got started with you. And you were mentoring us and you were sort of showing us the ropes because this was all new to us. This whole broadcasting radio, it was all new. And it's just hard to believe that it's been two seasons of the Vet Talk radio show. It's mind-boggling.
Wow. Well, you're about to start to get winding it down on season two, speaking of which, and getting ready for season three. Any hopes and things that you want to kind of get into on what you're hoping to accomplish with the show for season three?
Oh, definitely. Season three, one of the things that I really want to do is I want to interview a lot more veterans. There are a lot of veterans out there that have a story to tell, especially in the claims and compensation arena. And I've helped a lot of veterans over the past few years achieve their dreams and their goals of getting to 100% permanent and total. And there's so many
Absolutely.
Stories out there, Carrie, and that's one of my goals. This year I want to bring those stories to light on the Vet Talk radio show.
Well, I think you're going to do just that, and you've done a great job. You really have. You made a big impact, and I cannot wait till next week so we can get your Tuesday morning off on the 6th of June with an all-new Vet Talk radio show, and I cannot wait to get that on the air. I really can't. I can't wait to hear it.
Great show.
Oh, it is. It's going to be fabulous. Again, Michael Hopkins and the Vet Talk Radio Show, Tuesday mornings, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, right here on the same network. You don't have to do anything. Just keep it right here. And, dial in and listen to the show. I think you guys are going to enjoy it. You don't have to be a veteran to enjoy and learn something that you can pass along to the vets.
Sure.
So outstanding. Hey, wanted to just say we didn't get a chance to do a talk in the morning today, but we may do double up for a super talk on tomorrow's celebration.
Oh.
Michael, it's your birthday on Friday. I don't have the It's Your Birthday song I think there was one that I absolutely love from 50 Cent. But, yeah,
Uh-oh.
Tomorrow, definitely, it is your birthday. We're going to have a big celebration. We have a surprise party for you coming up at about 8 o'clock in the morning, East Coast time. So you have no idea that it's a big surprise party coming. Tomorrow on
Uh-oh.
The Hair Radio Morning Show, we're celebrating Michael's birthday. So you definitely want to tune in. That's on Friday, June 2nd.
of 2023. So really good stuff. 8 o'clock starting up. The broadcast, of course, runs from 6 to 9 o'clock, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday live. So you'll be able to tune in and catch us right here. Today was our first day back. We've been off for a little while, about a few days, I guess. And today was our first day back with show number 858. Tomorrow is show number 859. So we are getting there, about 140 shows, and we're going to be hitting 1,000. So it's not as far as it sounds. So I'm really super excited about it. Michael,
marching
anything you want to say?
Marching
towards the 1,000. So today was a very good broadcast overall. It was exciting and different. Anything you want to add to your take on today's broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Oh, yeah, very, very much so. One of the things I always enjoy what we do here on the show is you bring on the stylist, and every time you bring on a stylist, Carrie, I learn a lot. You know, it's not
really
the industry that I started out in. You know, I started out in law enforcement, military, you know, that type of industry. But in my process of winding down and sort of like not in that realm anymore, I'm learning a different realm, and that's the hair and beauty and community industry. And you've introduced me to those items. Also, the other thing, it may not have anything to do with the broadcast per se, but Nicole and I are just so very proud of you officially being an official of the New York City government. We have to give our props to you, Carrie. And we are so looking forward to the things that you're going to be doing.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. To be recognized as a public official in New York City. So, yeah, I'm super excited about that. You don't
Great
get anywhere on. Alone. I'm grateful to stand on the shoulders of all those folks out there who've done this before and better. We're just happy that we have something to share in this area. And so I'm grateful. It's been outstanding. So listen, a great show today on this Thursday, June 1st of 2023. It's hard to believe it actually is June 1st, Michael Hopkins. Tomorrow, again,
yes,
is our show number 859, special surprise guest, and so much more. You do not want to miss Michael's party. So tune in, again, starting 6 a.m. Eastern for an all-new episode, a very special episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Michael, it's time to get our outro underway right here on the broadcast again, right? We're making what, Michael?
We're making Black progress.
All right. On that note, we'll see you back here tomorrow. Here's the outro.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible, and we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously.